Shit!
And with that, another session has started.
Woo!
Hi, we're the High 502 guys.
Hey.
Navigating Washington's recreational cannabis market, one $40 purchase at a time. To my left,
can.
I got Justin at The Doomed One. To my right, I got Tino at Jewel Your Boy. I'm Clock Van Wilder. Today, we're going to smoke some weed with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I would like to say is a special night because not only are we kind of stepping outside of the I-502 industry just a bit, just a tad bit, nothing too much, just about the size of the hairs on my upper lip. Ladies and gentlemen, I visited a CBD-only shop today.
Whoa!
Yeah. And you know what? Let me get their business card out real quick so I can give you guys the full actual representation because these guys were more than helpful.
You give us the lowdown on that, buddy.
Shelly Harmon is the wife, the husband. Sir, I completely forgot. I don't actually believe you told me your name.
Shelly!
Shout out to Shell Bell.
Nana's Tinctures and Topicals.
Nana.
338 Nana. East 1st Street in Port Angeles, Washington. Ladies and gents, let me hit this joint. This is...
That is GG4 by Primo Boss.
Primo.
Hitting it from the
that's a tasty
Clallam County area.
That is correct. Another Business Loop partner located in Carlsberg, Washington. Primo Boss is premium indoor cannabis. They make flower, joints, and concentrates for what I know. No vape carts yet, but I'm sure that's coming.
Sure.
And to be honest, this Gorilla Glue number 4 tastes really fucking good.
It does.
What nice. The people at Karma tell you about it?
Well, when I kept going in, you know, obviously, to buy some marijuana. But one day I was like, hey, you know, we're doing the podcast, which Adam has been giving our podcast to everybody.
Oh, wow.
Over
oh, boy.
Karma, which is cool.
Thanks.
And I was in there waiting in line.
Thank you, Adam.
And he... started talking to the dude right before me
okay.
about the podcast. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, dude, I'll listen to it. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I get up to Adam and I was like, thanks a lot, man. That's pretty fucking cool that you're doing that. And he goes, that guy owns Primo. And I was like, okay. You know, the dude he told to listen to us on
okay.
the podcast. Okay, Max, so, huh? I asked him, you know, is something new? And then, you know, for like the last week or maybe 2 weeks, Bud Tender's been asking me, have you tried the new Gorilla Glue from Primo Boss? And I had not.
But
I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, listen, they're located at Primo Boss I-502. Go check them out. Go smoke some of their weed.
It's actually really fire. And you know, from the last time I remember, it's reasonably priced weed, guys. And this is without our discount. I remember I was buying like $20 eighths, and this was before I joined the industry.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fire joint. At that quality, you kind of have to question, is it going to be smooth? Is it going to be hittable?
Oh, homie, this is all bud flower mm-hmm. that my man Justin ground into a joint. He bought this shit whole flower. Mm-hmm. If you were to buy this joint, shit, it costs you about $250. Is that good?
Damn. It is smooth, ladies and gents, and I'm a fan. Of Gorilla Glue. It was heavily, heavily marketed by Canna Organics. Mm. I remember 2015 up until recently. And God damn it, they did a pretty good job over there at Primo Boss.
Yeah. And, you know, I will tell you one thing. Whenever I'm buying Bud, because I like to roll my own joints these days, but whenever I'm buying Bud, I always criticize the shit out of it. Yeah. You know? And this Gorilla Glue is pretty fluffy, but it had a nice density to it.
Okay.
Nice. It had some crow's feet.
Sure.
You know,
like okay.
Finger trim them off. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. And it broke down real nice and it rolled really easy. So hats off to you.
Hats off to you.
Good for you guys.
So first up, Primo Boss, go get their Gorilla Glue number 4. Go hit up Adam at fucking Karma and say, what up, bitch? High 502 sent me.
Okay.
Tino.
Yes, sir.
You just said you went to Nana's house, didn't you?
I did.
And Shelly Belly hooked you up with some, oh, what is this over here? Some CBD wax?
Some CBD what? Genesis Dab Wax. Ladies and gents, unfortunately, there is no strain on this. I believe just because it's... I'll be straight up honest with you. I have no idea why. Mm. If it's CBD, I would like to know like what it was derived from, which strain.
Sure.
You know, but even like smelling it, I really don't get a flavor off of it. I'll pass it to the homie to the right.
It literally says 200 milligram CBD dab wax. That's it.
It's got that little bit of that, like, that cherry smell.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Do you guys get cherry?
No, yeah.
My nose is not what it used to be.
Well, right now it smells like burnt joint finger.
Right? Yeah.
But I think that has something to do with my index finger close by. This, it smells really nice, to be honest. And it has that old school chunky earwax look to it.
Yeah, that's so what I noticed.
Fucking send it, Tino.
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to take a dab. I got the rig heating up right now. Like I said, Nana's 333A East Front Street, right off Front Street. They're really cool people. They have a ton of different stuff. If you want topicals, if you want ointments or edibles, or heck, if you want to cozy on down with a bath bomb, CBD infused bath bomb, they've got what you need. Really cool people. You know what? Thank you guys very much. And I hope I see you guys again soon.
I have a question for you. So you went to the store. I take it you spent a little bit of time in that store. Mm-hmm. Yes. How are their prices on CBD? Because I know CBD can get kind of expensive these days.
And you know what? You're not wrong in this case, sir. For this gram, and the gentleman was kindly enough to give me a 10% family and friends discount. It came out to $29.
Okay, so you got a 10% discount, and you got, and for the gram, it was $30.
For $30, and you know, I looked at some of their other.
You go first on that, sir.
I looked at some of their other stuff that they had. They had full spectrum concentrates as well that went up to like $40. The most I saw was $60 for a gram of wax. Who is this, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, we got Sawyer Hostetter. Dropping in hot. Sir, you want a White Claw?
I got nothing to say.
Making his appearance since story time.
Sawyer,
there we go.
All I ask you?
Pacific Coast Northern.
All I ask you?
Pacific Coast Northern.
Is that be weary of the phone. The connection on it is not the safest.
Hey, do not cut out the reception this time.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was the sound of a White Claw. This week's bitch beer.
Here's the sound of my father's summer sausage.
Oh.
Lovingly brought to you by my dad.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
Give it a try. I really highly recommend you eat some raw.
Raw? Okay.
Just raw, dude.
Okay.
So, for those of you who can't see what we're seeing, Sawyer just brought up a big fucking platter of meat and cheeses, which
you sure did.
That's making me feel more of a classy guy here on the High 502 guys.
Honestly, you know? We've never had appetizers.
We haven't, so maybe this will become a tradition.
It's good. Just eat it raw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, listen. The reason you're saying it eat is raw because even though he brought cheese, he clearly does not want me to eat cheese or anybody wanted to eat the cheese.
No. Oh, yeah.
I gotta have both.
You gotta have that room.
Okay.
No, that is good, though.
Yeah, is that good?
Yeah, you said your old man did that?
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Justin, can I get that ladder?
Shout out to Sawyer's dad.
Sorry, Clock. White Claws, huh?
Yeah, hey, listen, we're going White Claw this week because our main bitch, Laura, recommends Black Cherry. At 5%, 100 calories, and only 2 carbs, I'm going to get white girl wasted at this wedding.
Have you guys been going since 7?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, we've
roughly.
Yeah. You know.
Damn, all
right.
You guys.
I'd say we're like 12 minutes into it right now.
That's
guys,
right.
Everybody's just listening to us. Of this CBD dab wax.
How you feeling?
Man, you know what? I got that harshness like a CBD will give you.
Good.
You know, that's not knocking Nana's selection of brands. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I got that cherry flavor. It was really good. I feel a little bit more relaxed, honestly.
Oh, good.
You know what? I think I'm going to start doing yoga and... I'm a new me.
I'm in a CBD. That changed his whole life.
So, I'm gonna be real honest with you guys.
Okay, please. I'm tired of your fucking lies.
I'm gonna take a dab of that, but I'm only gonna take a little dab of that, just enough to taste it, because when I mix CBDs and THCs, I tend to get a lot of anxiety.
That's
my body's reaction.
Well,
so. I'll take a little bit of that one. I do want to taste it. It smells good, and it looks really good.
Jeepers creepers. Really that has me feeling weird.
What's going on?
You went to Nana's house.
So, Sawyer, you missed it. There is a CBD exclusive spot right there on the corner if you're heading out to Squim on First Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to the Smoke and Smoke. They do CBD everything, and they outsource. They even have stuff from Colorado. What? So, outside the state, because obviously it's legal.
Yeah. CBD. Legal in all states now. Well, what up?
That's pretty neat. That's not fucking fatty. I like that.
This is their packaging. It's a nice little cute, easy, discreet.
So this is the CBD episode, is it?
No. Yeah. I mean, we're featuring CBDs for the first time.
Okay. Yeah, are we? Right. Yeah. I think.
It is the first time.
Well, thank you, CBDs, for CBD being so healthy and beneficial to us and our system. Thank you so much.
They are a little pricey. There is a full gram joint that has oil and keef. And it's all CBD, mainly. And it has hemp instead of weed in it to smoke. That's a $17 gram joint. A little pricey, but...
But it's like an infused joint.
It's like a full spectrum, you know? Is what they have it as.
Okay.
So...
Interesting.
They've got really cool options.
How's that for you?
Dude, it kind of whooshes right over you. It did for me, at least.
You took a fatty. I saw that. Yeah. I saw you did take a fatty of that.
Okay, clock is still hitting on it. Mandingo over here. He's going to let us know how it hits. Ladies and gents, not only do we have these dabs and this flower so far, we've got some Saint Joints, you son of a bitch.
That's my story.
It does say Saint Saints, though.
It does say Saint Saints.
Where does it say Saint Saints?
Right on the back.
Right there. ST Saints. Sir, this whole time.
Son of a bitch!
Look, I'm almost like Clock's son, and I didn't want to go, Dad, you're wrong! And then have him beat the shit out of me.
Oh, which I'm still going to do.
can I just go a little off topic and say I love how quiet that torch is?
It is nice.
It's like the silent torch.
Hey, for off the air, I got a story for you, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, knock it off. We're in the middle of a podcast.
Oh, hey, good, fuck buddy. Off.
Yeah. Okay, let me just talk about this CBD hit. First of all, I'm still hitting it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good, bud. You're good. I thought you were trying to hand it off.
I was trying to, and then I realized, oh, my God. So much
shit.
Still
working on this
one. It's kind of neutral, the flavor.
Yeah.
With, like...
Let's check it out.
A hint of cherry. You're right. It does have that cherry hit. It almost kind of tastes like a Pop-Tart, though, or some wheat product.
Yeah. That's what...
Right?
We got Sawyer jerking off to our table of meats. The clock went in full mouth first.
He needs to go poop.
Motherfucker was stealing my story. I'm not going to move anything. Sorry. But here's what happened. You know what? We said last episode we are going to force ourselves to try brand new products.
Yes, sir.
To try brand new things in brand new stores, right?
Yeah.
Break out of the mold. We're like you. We get stuck in our ways. Shit, I'll buy Oleum for the rest of my life with Abstract. You know? And not even look at any other product.
Too easy.
So I went to Origins in Port Angeles, a.k.a. Sparkin.
Ooh.
Loved him back in the medical days. Wendy Buck owned it back in the day. She was super nice to me. That dude Raul, passionate about medical cannabis.
Real nice guy too, man. Mm-hmm. So nice.
Treat you like with genuine friendship no matter who you are. And I like that quality in a person, right? So I'm like, you know what? I'll go to Origins this time.
Yeah.
And I took my $40. Mm. And the little pistol behind the bud tender, or I think her name was... Rachel or Rochelle. I don't know how you pronounce that
Rochelle.
Name.
Rochelle.
Rochelle. I went to her and I said, listen, I want something I've never had before. I want flower. I'm a dabber. I want to try flower this week. I want to spend my entire $40 on 1/8. Give me if you had 1/8 of indica to give that person, what would you do?
Whoa.
And this is what she brought me. Okay. She so you said, should feel privileged, Saint Saints. here's what she gave me. She gave me your strawberry banana.
Ooh.
Woo wee! 70% indica. Ooh. And you know what? We talk all the time. Oh, come on in. Yeah, yeah. We talk all the time about how THC percentages ain't nothing.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, at 14.4%. And she said this was the best she had on the shelf.
Sir, what are you saying right now?
I'm saying this is about to time. We're about to take the Pepsi challenge with this one. Yeah, it's about time. I got to put up or shut up. I didn't even flinch when I read 14.4. I was like, okay, I'll trust you. Rich Helly.
He said, "Man, $38, I'm going to give you this weed that I probably got higher percentages back in the black market days. But you know what? We're trusting your bud tender experience and your bud tender knowledge, Rochelle."
She knew. She said strawberry banana. It's a DNA and Sirius seeds hybrid. Nice. It takes Crockett's banana kush and takes the strawberry pheno of bubblegum and puts them together. SaintsJoints.com is a Georgetown/Seattle area grower.
Georgetown, huh?
Yeah, they were started back in the Seattle medical cannabis days. They have 20 varieties of flower. They have joints, blunts, and hemp wrap. And they have disposable vape pens as well. They're in 40 stores, and they've been in business 2 years. And they've sold 1 million products, according to their website.
Wow. Question.
Let's hear it.
What does disposable vape pen mean?
Okay, if I were to say this was their terminology for the disposable vape pen, correct? That's what they called it. And it looked like a cartridge that was filled with oil on a battery that had enough puffs to last that one cartridge and one cartridge
only. So the battery itself
would be thrown away as well.
Can be recycled or thrown away? Because isn't every battery disposable in that sense?
Not rechargeable. If the battery is not recharged.
No.
Because a Juul can be plugged in and be recharged.
Well, I'm an idiot.
Old throwaway e-cigarettes they used to sell?
Yep. Yeah,
totally. And then after it was done, you just threw it away?
So it's a single use.
It's single use.
Which means it's adding to the trash crisis.
I
100% agree with you.
Yeah,
I do too. I think it's great that you could go into a store and buy a pen with the battery already installed and just instantly hit it. But after the life of that one cartridge, boy, that battery has no more use. So
whack.
Also, let me just say one thing. If we're hollering at St. Joints I-502, you said you had 20 varieties of flower, and then I couldn't find a single link to look at any of those strains. Wow. Wasn't that weird? Their packaging is amazing. This is a nice jar with a beautiful sticker over it. Yeah. Their cigarette packs and pre-rolls have rock and roll themed and acid graphics on it.
That's pretty cool.
As well as, like, let's say, religious style pictures on it, you know?
Yeah.
Real Catholic style.
That's kind of what I get from this. Kind of like my grandmother's maybe spice jar or something. Good. Like
exactly, with the crest and the emblem.
Yeah, very classy.
So here we go. Untapping the strawberry banana.
You have not opened this.
I have not opened this. No.
Oh, ASMR freaks. You better get your goddamn ears open for this.
Here it is. The jar is opening.
I just made.
Okay. I'm gonna pass it around now.
I can smell it from here.
Yeah. Get it. Okay.
Sorry, be careful of this phone, sir.
Yes, sir. I got you, bro.
Sweet.
That smells pretty
good. Sweet. It's almost like a strawberry banana smoothie.
I was going to say banana peel and strawberry jam.
I definitely
banana smell peel. Banana
earth. More berry the in choice. There than, yeah. than banana, but...
It's dominant terpenes or limonene.
Hey, stop grab-assing at the table.
Stop. Sorry.
It's okay. Uncle Sawyer's is that kind of uncle.
Uncle
Thank God I have black cherry in my system right now.
Uncle Jack, I don't want to wrestle you anymore.
You can call him Uncle Touchy.
How you doing there, Nephew Tino?
Nephew Tino.
Tino, you got some flour
you?
There.
You know what you get, I do? Homie? So just like you... I fucking goofed up and I bought from a farm that we had already fucking smoked from, right? Because I love their strain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, fuck, I need to go back to the store because this is something we've already reviewed. So what I did was I actually went to Origins as well. And I had $11 in my pocket. And, you know, I see this Jack of Spades. And I really love the song Ace of Spades, and that's what it reminded me of. So,
Motorhead, baby.
My friend James at Origins, he said, hey, man, I'll give you this plus your discount. So I paid $8 for this gram of their Dope Cup winner. It was voted their best sun-grown hybrid for the Dope Cup.
Mm.
This is from Lazy Bee Farms, and they are actually located in Winthrop, Washington. They're Tier 3, and on their website, which is at lazybeegardens.com, they tell you basically what they're about. It's a self a sustainable cannabis that's healthy for everybody. And I don't think I've ever seen a grow operation like this. At our farm, we have the tents outside that are a tent. These ones are going a row, and the tents that they pull are long ways. And it's almost like an orchard shape, which is really weird, and it doesn't look like they have
squirrels. So each row is its own fucking
house. They have two rows that go on for, I would say, yeah, forever. And the fucking scenery around it is so beautiful. Yeah.
Winthrop's beautiful, man. It's, Northern Washington.
They have the mountains, and then they have this, like, river or creek just right it's outside of it. The Columbia River. It is so beautiful. I would love to work there. If I didn't already have a job at a river. Where are you going with this? Anyways, they have multiple different awards that they've won from Dope Cup, and not to mention a few from the Sun Cup. They had their best CBD concentrate. And they've also had the best CO2 dab. But right now, we actually have their Jack of Spades, which is a Jack Herrera, and the cleaner that's on the Jack the Ripper side with a Space Queen.
Oh, boy. Did you just say Jack Herrera?
Get your Kleenex boxes out.
Fuck, man. I'm fine.
And then on the Ace of Spades side, it is Black Cherry Soda, which I thought was so fitting since we're drinking Black Cherry White Claws. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't write this stuff. This just all happens just by the grace of God.
Yeah, sometimes God wants you to drink bitch beer with your friends and smoke weed at the same time.
Yeah, and the Ace of Spades is Black Cherry Soda and Jack the Ripper. So with those two, you get Jack of Spades. It's a sweet and sour smelling. It gives you a very nice, creative, relaxing high for being a hybrid.
And so how we smoking it, Tino?
I got it in my homie's pipe at Upper Left Glass.
Oh.
Nice.
He told me this weekend, sir, if you break this piece, I will cut you with each shard of glass that comes out of it.
Okay.
Speaking of shard of glass, dropping the ball.
Oh, yeah? What does that mean?
Are you about to reload this bowl up and smoke it?
The bowl is loaded. Justin, could you pass me that lighter over there?
Sir? Oh, sure.
Over everyone's heads.
There you are.
Too intelligent of a joke.
Yeah, we just don't get it. That's what's the problem.
No, Clock would get it, but he's too focused on rolling a fucking fat doobie right now.
Oh, dude, that is a nice... I like your roll tech, Clock.
Thanks, man.
That tastes really good.
And sorry, what was this we're smoking again?
This is Jack of Spades, and it kind of reminds me of a bugle. Okay.
It tastes like ranch fuels, baby.
Tastes like brass instruments.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you keep saying that. Then you keep coming back. Here, go back to your sausage. He's
filtering in and out.
Leave this podcast alone.
Because you and your
assortment. I'm good on the sausage.
Yeah, it's delicious. It is. Mr. Hosteller.
Sir.
Your son's horrible, but your sausage is delicious.
I came here to do one thing, and that's ruin a podcast, baby.
Well, there's no way you're going to add more shit to this shit show.
Yeah, last week's episode was pretty horrific.
Yeah, exactly. So
you couldn't touch this one.
Speaking of, should we check to make sure it's still going?
I don't want to, just on the off chance that it does. No one's fucked with it. No one's touched with it. It's been in the exact same place, and I'm going to assume, unless one of you guys want to text me real quick, and then it will pop up, and I can see if it's still recording.
That's delicious, that Jack of Spades.
It does
have a bugle-type flavor to it. I think it's just because we've had so much already.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Exactly.
But I'm glad they won a Dope Cup. I think sun-grown cannabis is pretty swell.
Yeah.
Okay?
No greenhouses either.
None?
Really?
At all. No, just... Whoa. Which is what I thought was kind of crazy about it.
Yeah.
Because not only...
Mad respect.
It's just outside?
All outside.
All outdoor, huh?
And the tents are like
great description for radio, motherfucker.
Everyone at home knows.
Think of like a church door, and if it just kind of like points up.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it, it curves up. It's like an oval, but with a point at the top.
How to open your garage, dude.
No. Yeah, there's a button.
You guys are about to hear the doors of the High 502 studio opening.
Sawyer's been officially kicked out of this episode.
You can find these guys at the Lazy Bee Gardens on Instagram.
Get out of here. You go put that cheese in the fridge and then get the fuck out of here. Now, boys and girls, Mr. Clock has just rolled a fatty of some strawberry banana from Saint Saints, a.k.a. Saints Joints.
Saint Saints heard.
Looks like shit, to be honest.
No, it looks great, dude.
Get this fucking heckler off the goddamn
I'm
stage.
Out of here, dude. Are you out of here?
You better quit saying that if you don't mean it, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know. I like your Fisker style.
Hey. I'm a Fiskers man from way back when.
I'm a Chickamauga kind of guy.
Well, it makes sense.
I know, I'm a little eccentric.
I will say I trim with Chickamauga. You know.
Hey, you know what also you trim with? Is the Terp of the Week.
Terp of the Week.
Terp of the Week.
Terp of the Week.
Terp of the Week. Here comes that. What?
Terp of the Week.
Geranial, y'all.
Not vibranium.
Geranium oil. Can you say that to me again?
Geranium oil.
Thank you. AKA Lemonol. You find it in lemongrass and geraniums, and they leach that shit out. It has a rose-like odor to it. You can find it as a phytonutrient in foods such as lemons and carrots and nutmegs and blueberries. You can extract it from natural sources like bergamot, citronella, rose oil, lemon thyme. Even bees produce a scent in their gland like geraniol that helps them find nectar-bearing plants and hive openings.
Oh, wow.
What? I know. I'm going to sniff a bee's ass one day and go, damn, it smells like flowers, motherfucker.
I want to smoke it.
It has anti-inflammatory, antifungal, antibacterial, antiseptic, and analgesic. My favorite word that means pain relief. Analgesic. You can say analgesic, and it doesn't have anything to do with your anus.
Don't say analgesic.
And even studies, exactly, and studies have even shown that it has anti-cancer properties. It inhibits growths of cells. And in some studies, it's shown the reduced growth rate of cancer cells to 70%.
Damn.
Right.
That is tasty. What is that?
Sir, that is Pitbull Live Resin from Canna Organics.
Ooh.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber!
Worldwide!
So I did a little bit of research on Pitbull, and they say that it is one of the fastest
types of music ever.
Yeah. One of the fastest growing flowers, having a 6 to 8 week flowering cycle.
Much like Pitbull's career.
Six to eight weeks.
And the strain lineage from that is P91, which is Northern Lights cross with itself 3 times. And Sugar Plum, which is Hawaiian Haze and Berkeley Blues. And I want to speak a little bit about Berkeley Blues because it apparently the origin is a student who attended Berkeley. And he was a chemist, and he had made this, this strain, and it has a 4 to 6 week flowering cycle, which I thought was crazy as fuck, if you can grow a plant within 5 weeks.
Are they flowers?
These are not. Yeah, that's what I thought was crazy, and it's supposed to give you a very nice, creative, sativa, stony feeling, very creative.
Very interesting. Ambitious.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool because other than that, it was like a dry lead. There was just some dude who made it. No genetics about it or anything, so.
And now we have Pitbull as a resort.
Mr. 305!
305 worldwide!
You're goddamn right.
Your music.
One of the best goddamn musicians to ever come out.
You know, spark that shit up.
Yeah,
that, what are you that sparking shit up right now, Clock? Very tasty.
Strawberry banana.
That's Pitbull? The Saint Saints.
This is Saint Saints, a.k.a. Saint Joints.
A.k.a. Saint Yamama.
I like
called.
How it's called Saint Joints, and you just rolled it into a joint. So now it's a holy joint. You know
Father,
what I'm saying?
Father,
Son,
sinned.
And Saint and Spirit.
I am a sinner. So I hope you enjoyed all about geraniol. Go out and get you some. That's what I say.
Man, Clock, this is a really nice joint, bud. Thank you. Hats off to you.
I like
your presentation, sir.
Appreciate that.
That was quick.
I roll big joints, but they look ugly as shit. Mm. You know? I need to step my game up. And this is motivational.
Washington State cannabis employees, I hope you have been surviving this latest update from MJ Freeway, a.k.a. Leaf Data Systems. I've heard some of you have been furloughed. Some up to 14 companies have been letting people stay at home because there's no work.
Man, dude.
Trace Analytics says they usually get dozens of samples a day, and on Tuesday of last week, they had one sample go through their door. Mm-hmm. Evergreen herbal makers of products like edibles, drinks, and other things, they've lost 4 full days of revenue. They're never going to get back again.
That's
all because of this goddamn update.
Thank you, LCB.
Thank you, LCB. Thank you, MJ Freeway. Thank you, Leaf Data Systems. So if you're out there and you're furloughed, I'm sorry. If you're out there still grinding, making money,
we're still thinking about all of you.
Yeah. Okay?
No, but then it kind of brings up into an interesting thing, because every time there's a major update, somebody seems to suffer.
Hey.
Right? Is that just me?
No, that's definitely 100% true.
But it comes the question of, and this is more of a conspiracy than anything, are they doing it on purpose?
No, fuck no. There's a lot of bugs in the system within itself. And what these updates are doing is they're constantly updating the system because, let's just face it, when it comes to selling weed, they're making it way more complicated than it needs to be. However, this is run by the Liquor Control Board.
Right.
So, LCB, in and of itself, needs to make sure that they're handling everything. There's a lot of...
Variables,
but there's a lot of... need to stay kosher this whole time. Saying that there's a lot of areas where there is too much lenience for certain producers and processors to make a move for themselves in a way that is illegal under their guidelines. So that's why we're seeing, when you're testing a lot, just for those at home who don't know, originally when you wanted to test a lot of weed,
which is how much?
5 pounds, you had to give them 1 gram. Couple months later, they made it 2 grams. About half a year later, they made it 3 grams. Oh. And then very soon after that, they made it 4 grams. And then they made it 5 grams. They just keep updating their laws, you know? We're in a very new industry. We're in a very new area of revenue, which is making the state of Washington and every other recreational state a lot of money. They're just perfecting, in their words,
all the bugs.
Yeah, and a way for them to make money. And Soul Boy signing out. Who wants some sausage?
I would like to say this. I'll hit it on the next round. You know, I'm very new to the game. That is the I-502 industry. But from what I've gathered, is that in a blink of an eye, at the drop of a dime, all of our fucking farms could be shut down.
Oh, yeah?
You know, and that could just be just because that's how the law wants it. Get the fuck out of here. So
no, I'm just heating up. Oh.
So is
you be careful. Keep talking. Keep that going.
As much as it sucks that you know this happens.
Keep it going.
You're gonna get grease all over me. So as much as I hate to see it happen.
Gross.
Yeah, I can't imagine
being insufferable.
I can't imagine how shitty it is to have to be like furloughed and not have to go to work and just lose out on that. But we all kind of have, we kind of know that going into the market that we're in. And let's just hope that they can fix it soon.
That Pitbull was dope, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that Canna Organics, they do a really good job. And everything they have is spectacular for a pretty reasonable price for their quality of product. I'd say top tier, but they're giving a good price to people.
Mm.
Hells yeah, homie.
Humbling.
Hey, I got something for you.
Nice segue.
Check out the news. Cox News.
Cox News. Cox News. Cox News.
Bringing you the latest in the Washington High 502.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I have national breaking news for you straight off the AP wire from the Associated Press. Pot legalization bill was introduced into Congress this week.
Ooh.
Yes, the first of what will be hopefully many laws passed.
Wow.
It was introduced by two representatives, one from the House and one from the State of Representatives. Kamala Harris, a Democrat from California.
Kamala.
And is it?
Yep. It's like Kamala, but it's Kamala.
I'm going to say Kamala, like Pamela, Kamala Harris, and Gerald Nadler out of New York. They introduced the bill together. She literally, and this lady's running for president, boys and girls, she literally said, times have changed and marijuana should not be a crime.
Amen, sister. What? Hello.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, called this a historic day, saying, never in American history has a leader of a judiciary committee introduced a bill to end federal marijuana criminalization.
Wow. Wow,
so there it is.
Do it.
From the Judiciary Committee, they say, let's reform these laws. It talks about legalizing marijuana nationally, taxing cannabis, expunging conviction records of people.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
So, wow. The taxes, they said, would go to job training, literacy programs, and substance abuse programs.
Uncle Mike, you're getting out.
As well, and this was kind of the cool thing, it would redirect money to where the war on drugs have hit the inner city most and ruined kind of some of our suburban neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So they're going to funnel money back into the places that were hit on the war on drugs so that people can get back on their feet, maybe even start growing cannabis and helping them start open businesses.
Imagine Compton.
Exactly. Compton being like Hydrotown USA.
Wouldn't that be sick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say that I'm happy as hell because we're still rolling with no interruptions on this podcast.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so we think.
Sunny times are almost here. You know this bill probably will not pass. You know this.
Mm.
You know that the wheels of justice are slow.
It's going to take a minute.
But it has begun.
Yeah,
even last week, the Senate Banking Committee is starting to sway votes towards the SAFE Act, and that would allow banking institutions to work with cannabis businesses without federal punishment.
Wow.
So the banks want that money. Uncle Sam want that cheddar.
Yeah,
can you imagine fucking U.S. grade A government-grown crap-ass weed?
Mm.
Like if you pour, instead of getting government cheese, you get your government doja.
Mm.
Yeah, I got a brick weed and some government cheese this month. But he helping.
Yeah.
So boys and girls, you know, we did something weird at the start of this. So we joined hands.
Oh, yeah, we did a seance.
And we said a little prayer for the first time.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that was nice.
And I think we joined hands at this moment together across the nation as we know the federal decriminalization. We're all holding hands.
We'll do it. Let's send it.
Okay, then we're going to say,
ancestors, protect me.
Come Sanctus Spiritus.
Yeah.
We hope that you are holding your radio podcast right now and you know that one day. We will no longer have we'll have marijuana decriminalized in this country.
It's coming, brothers and sisters.
It will
be here soon. Let's get on Canada's comrades. Level.
Okay,
come on.
Nazvadanya, Lahaya, my brother.
Saints, that strawberry banana was pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was.
We're almost done with it. We've hit some pit bull. We've hit some lazy bee. We've hit some vape pens from Clear Something. The upside
crystal
down
clear.
From Crystal Clear Company. Mm. They're coming with some fire ass vape flavors too.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
dude. This one, it was the pink cookies, and it's coming in at 92%. And
the flavors are dank.
Yeah, the terpene profile is very nice on that. I'm enjoying it.
So far, so good. I got one White Claw in me. I'm about to get another.
Get
ready, bitches.
Ladies and gentlemen, I also want to give a shout out to this week's glassblower.
Ooh.
No.
And that would be at Joe P. Glass on Instagram. Clock.
Joe P. Glass.
Joe P. Glass.
Joe P. Glass.
Yo, Joe P.
On your IG, if you wouldn't mind picking him up. I noticed you're on the Wi-Fi, which is a little quicker than my data.
Yep.
Joe P. Glass. And you know what? He does really cool, interesting art, glass work-wise. And his glass rigs definitely go 10 grand or more for some of them, because some of them are super intricate. There's one on there that has a bunch of sea animals on it, and it is bad ass.
He's got a Gundam wing figure.
Yeah.
He's got a dragon's head.
Oh, yeah, the dragon's head's dope, dude.
Yeah.
He does a lot of really cool pieces.
Very tight. He's got the turtle one. Maybe you answered this already, but what kind of price are we
really
talking? Wow, dude, that's beautiful.
10 grand or more.
That's what I was going to guess. Pretty wow. Intricate glass. It's beautiful work.
Yeah, it looks like an aquarium.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude.
He's got a China white glass dragon. Yeah. Looks sick as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, I had 10 Gs, you know, I'd be dropping
yeah, I'll be smoking
shit.
The shit out of that. I'll be inserting this out of my... Anyway.
Goofing.
Prostate.
Let's get a shout out one more time. Where can we find him at?
We can find him at Joe, J-O-E-P, Glass on Instagram.
What drugs is Sawyer on right now?
I don't know.
Can we just reveal to it why Sawyer's being so antagonistic right now?
I think that's just Sawyer.
Is he jealous of our success on High 502?
Incredibly jealous.
We're about to get our first email question one day.
Oh.
High502s@gmail.com.
High502guys@gmail.com.
It can't be the Mickey grenades. How many grenades are you in right now?
That's in my first one, Doug.
Well,
maybe there's no fucking excuse. He's feeling heavy right now. I don't know.
I'm just happy to be here, and I'm happy to see your continued, like, in order for a building to get tall, the foundation needs to be strong. And right now, what you guys are doing is building a strong foundation.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God. But, Clock, you really need to shave your fucking beard. We can't have a strong fucking tower unless you don't have a fucking strong fucking beard. Look at this shit.
One day,
it's nice.
I'll shave.
Yeah, they can't see you, so
we can't see. We can't see.
Okay, and so with that joint going out, we're gonna light up the one I'm the most excited for, guys.
Oh,
this
shit!
Is the green apple hash plant terp stick?
Oh my gosh!
Infused with crystal clear concentrates.
Wow!
Or distillate. Oh. I'm sorry.
That's what was in the vape pen, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Same guys.
So we got crystal clear vape pen, and now we have crystal clear brand terp stick.
Yeah,
we're going crystal clear all day, all night.
It's all crystal. Let's see. It looks like it's still going. All right, so ASMR freaks, we're going to get another one of that in there for you. Listen to it burn.
So are you presenting me this Mickey's grenade? But it's slightly warm.
It's completely warm. It's been sitting outside. It's never been in the fridge.
Oh, man.
A warm Mickey's? Come on now. Do it, bro. You know what I told you I need tonight?
Oh, man. That tastes so good.
Oh, shit.
Fucking
hit
out
that
here.
Terp stick. And, you know, I was not trying to jinx this joint, but like I told you guys earlier, I have never smoked a joint that ran perfect every time. And terp sticks have never run on me ever. And
this tastes fucking great.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. It's
just
stank.
The right amount of distillate, apple flavored distillate.
Mm-hmm. It gives you a little bit of a burn, you know, but that could be because we've been smoking.
I do that to myself.
It's burning me a little.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not drinking the rest of this Mickey's. I took one sip and I'm not.
You want to hurl?
I don't do...
Because warm Mickey grenades are disgusting.
I don't do malt liquor anymore. That fucks me up completely.
Oh, yep.
But I will do this sour apple because it tastes fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And it is smooth as a gosh darn baby's bottom.
You know, it's been a long time since I smoked hash plant. And...
I love it.
I'm digging it.
Man, that is... Fucking
it's so tasty. You just can't wait for it to come back to you.
No, you can't.
Because I was waiting the entire time for this. I'm like, oh, come on.
Reminds me of my favorite Gatorade. Their green apple.
Oh.
Maroon.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good. You get yourself a gosh darn green apple Gatorade right now.
At Gatorade, send us some t-shirts.
Send me some of those energy pods.
A double XL, two XLs, and as always, a woman's size medium.
Yes.
Anyway, we still have not received a t-shirt yet, but one day we will.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Well, boys, how many more minutes do we have left on this motherfucker?
You know, that's a good question, sir. I was also wondering that.
Oh, this joint is fucking delicious. Oh,
it's so good, man.
How much was this joint? Was this also a karma purchase?
Yeah, I got that with my discount for like $7.50. But it's like $10.
$10 joint?
Yeah. $10, $11 maybe. It.
We've got 15 minutes left.
That's 33%.
And that's the sound of the garage door closing for the third time.
Okay, I'm going to do this right now as we go. Where's White Claw?
White Claw.
On Instagram?
White Claw, White Claw Seltzer.
You ever heard of the ranch White Claws?
Gross, dude.
No, I have not.
Sounds disgusting.
I wonder, I'm going to follow them, first of all. How do I, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, I just opened up a fresh black cherry. I put it into my dab rig. I'm going to take a dab with White Claw Black Cherry Seltzer in the water.
God. Oh, really?
You can hear it. Splishy, splashy. Yeah. I'm in love right now.
Are you dabbing that CBD? No, dog.
This is what I'm dabbing. I'm dabbing some of this other shit out of that I can't find the package. Oh. It's called Northwest something. It's pretty fucking good. I usually don't buy anything that says secret recipe, but once again, Rachel Helly, or however you pronounce her name. In Origins, I said, what's the best $26 gram you got? And into my hand came this. So, I'm just saying, if I could get you taking a picture, can I send them a video of me dabbing with White Claw in the thing?
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen.
We're doing live pictures for the first time
here. Live pictures. Now, some people are going to troll me, mainly because of my weight.
Now, how do you...
Perhaps because of my beard.
Do you want me to get this regular camera, and then we send it to LaCroix?
Sure. Well, not... What did you just say to
sorry,
me?
Sorry, White Claw.
Yeah. Sure. Do not even say LaCroix in my presence.
You're not allowed.
Don't punch.
This thing tastes better than LaCroix, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, way better. You know, a lot of people like those things. I'm not a huge fan. I'm going to say
I'll take a Sprite. Yeah. I'll take a Sprite, dog.
Yeah. I'll just drink flat water.
Yeah, exactly. Ice cold.
You want ice flat water.
So, he said flat water. No,
regular video? Yeah, no.
We send it to
regular
it to
video. Ball. I just want them to say.
LaCroix is like someone take ate a lemon and then burped into your fucking cup.
Doing a dab and then I filled it with black cherry. It's da-bomb, D-A-B-O-M.
We gotta get that.
B-O-M.
B-O-M. B-O-B-O-M. I want the nail to be black as night. So I got what I'm wishing for. I want a crusty, boofy dab.
Oh, dude, that sounds delicious.
And a busted-ass t-shirt. Perfect.
Busted-ass. No, that's a pretty cool shirt. I like the eagle.
Oh, yeah, the rock.
Yeah.
The old mythical creature.
Oh, is that what that is?
I believe so.
Interesting. So it's like a griffin, kind of?
Kind of, yes. I thought it was more like a phoenix, to be honest. Rising out of the ashes.
Oh, maybe when I said griffin, I didn't remember the right bird. I'm a little stoned.
You're good, homie. You're good. Oh, my Lord. I don't even fucking know. It's from a disc golf company.
Croc, if you want to turn that White Claw towards me a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
A little less towards me.
Yes.
A little more. Boom.
Okay, we're setting this shot up, dope. I'm letting my crusty ass fucking boofy nail get all cooled down from a nice puddle.
All right, flash is on.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. I'm going to act all sexy, too, okay? Because that's what chicks do on Instagram.
Stop it. Yeah, they do. That was amazing. That was perfect, dude. Nice. Well, how was that?
I just took a dab out of his dab ring with black cherry White Claw.
I can feel all the claws like it's effervescent.
Man, that got you good, huh? How is it with the White Claw?
It's really good. pretty good.
Oh, man.
I wish. I really. We need to get a camera in here so we can. We need to get a camera in here. So we can, you guys can see what's happening. Next time. No, oh, God, that was fucking amazing, man.
White Claw shouts out to you for fucking clock off.
Yeah, major talks. Whenever I can get my homie fucked up like this.
Maybe that's, I mean.
I love it.
Maybe that's not the norm for your seltzer, fucking people up, but, you know.
Come on, you know what you're fucking doing.
You know what you're doing, guys. Nobody makes hard water, okay? For no reason.
So. You need the Sani spiking it with fucking Disaronno.
You guys are dropping
them. Get out of here.
Yeah, that was way more than 30 seconds. We gotta fucking edit.
I got you good, huh?
I just threw up Mr. Hostetler's beef summer sausage all over my garage.
You did? Yeah. Is that why you said fuck?
Yeah, I gotta clean up vomit now.
White Claw, you done it again.
You done it again, White Claw.
Woo, you caught me.
You successfully fucked clock up. Yeah,
I noticed I need to chew my food more.
Man, shit. He's still fucked up.
God damn.
Can I take it that he won't be finishing his White Claw?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're still rocking with us this late in the game,
we just want to appreciate.
That is the sound of clock vomiting.
Oh, there he goes again.
Oh, there you go. Get it out, little buddy.
This is that raw, uncut shit you guys all want. This is
it's okay, buddy. I got an inhaler.
Get out of here. You can't afford copyright zoos, okay?
Out of here, dude.
We've not even made a dollar yet, okay? No. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm gonna try to get us sued before we're even profitable.
Hey, get out of here. Sure, you're kicked out. You're kicked out.
All right, guys, we're gonna wind down here.
Okay.
All in all, it's been a really fun podcast.
Yeah, it has been.
Even if you guys didn't make it this far.
Wait, hold on.
I don't care. That was awesome.
Yeah, I brought that for you guys.
Oh, Sawyer brought it.
Guys, we've still got one more fucking Jeezy to go right now.
Yeah, I think it's a rainbow sherbet crossed with lavender something resin.
Lavender Kush Live resin.
Yeah, lavender Kush Live. But hey, here's the thing. That was harvested in April of 2018.
Okay.
Damn.
So it's some old ass weed, right?
Well, let's see what it tastes like.
But hey, I tightened it up. So yeah, you guys tell me. What do you think?
Okay, so did you just pick this up, or was this just playing around for a year?
It was super fucking cheap.
You just go in there and be like, give me the oldest joint you got.
No. I was like, what's on sale at a store that will not be mentioned, and that's what they threw me, so.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for the joint, bud.
Of course.
Clock, how are you feeling, sir?
Pretty good.
Got some tears coming out.
You definitely got a little tearage.
I threw up the cheese and summer sausage platter for sure.
We can confirm that.
You threw up the whole platter?
So, pretty much. So as soon as this podcast is over, and for all of time, you'll know as soon as this podcast ends, my ass is on my hands and knees with paper towels, cleaning up summer sausage vomit, kind of fucking drunk. Really fucking high.
White Claw.
For all of time, you will know this. I don't need to give you a story time this week.
That was a story time, yeah.
You'll know.
That was a live story time.
This is history.
The first one's mostly sausage, the next one's mostly cheese. We got two piles to clean up.
It looks like queso.
Yeah,
that was your Bob Ross moment. You just painted a story on air for everybody. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you for making my day.
Thank you, Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Mm.
White Claw, if you're listening to this, sponsor us. You know what to do.
Small women's.
We will drink White Claw on some of the shows if you sponsor us.
Give us your worst flavor. We will tell everyone it is the best thing we have ever had, and sales will go up.
Will.
But we'll never let them know it's the worst.
Exactly. So what I need from all of you right now is let me hit this fucking joint.
You know, the joint actually doesn't taste too bad. This joint is old. It's like over a year old. Over a year old. Mm-hmm.
Not bad. It's cured good. I don't mind old weed.
If I had told you guys the harvest date before you smoked it, would you have been able to tell?
Possibly.
Really?
Man, yes. It's a little hit hard on the throat, but...
April of 2018 is when that flower was harvested. Rainbow sugar.
It's not bad.
Isn't that a trip?
I mean, so are we saying the world wants fresh pot?
No, I'm just asking you guys a question.
That's why.
I don't know.
I asked him if he went in there and asked him if, you know, what's your oldest joint?
I got the cheapest joint possible.
Oh, I mean, okay. if the weed was whole flower and kept good and cured right and stored in a dark
How's
place,
it taste?
Kind of dry.
So what you're earthy. Saying is this is year and a half old shake.
Basically, but how does it taste? Let's say if I had never told you that, would you guys have been
some herbs off of
how
it.
How does it feel?
Feels okay. It's running even.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's got a nice little... That's why, if you notice...
on the side, you know?
I fixed that joint. Beforehand, it would have fucking bananaed up like a motherfucker.
how much time we got, Tino?
Let's see.
I gotta go see about something. Just, you know, I don't know if you guys noticed this.
4:30.
Okay. But... I'm probably going to get in trouble for telling you this, but my wife came down here and she was like, hey, come talk to me on the side real quick. I was like, okay. And she said she thinks she just went into labor. So.
You fucking pan that whole fine. David Caruso's coming for your ass. Yeah.
That's why I haven't been smoking as hard as I would normally smoke, because... we might be starting it today. So.
Wow.
Yo, I'll check and see how dilated she is. I'm pretty much an expert.
Stop. Seriously, stop. Get out of here. We can't afford any of this.
Don't say anything. Just in case it does happen.
Exactly.
You know?
Or doesn't.
And then she'll listen to this later and be like, you son of a bitch.
Okay. Good.
No, she won't say that. She loves me. But, yeah, it might be happening. We'll see.
You're what's happening.
This guy is really calm.
Guys.
You have to be, man.
Today, Sawyer ruined our show, but it's cool. The Claw saved us.
We got We're Sorry Part 2.
Yeah.
We got Primo Boss go smoke their Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
We got the Terp Stick from Clear Something. Crystal Clear. Go smoke it.
Yeah,
we got
that
the
was
CBD
delicious.
From Nana's. I'm feeling, my knees feel great. No, look, yours? Go smoke that.
Got the Lazy Bee, Jack of Spades, amazing. Got the CBD Dab Wax. I feel really good.
I do too. You got the SaintJoints.com Strawberry Banana. It was pretty fucking good.
It was pretty Saint Joints. You're doing something amazing.
Yeah. What else do we smoke, dogs?
Canna Organics, your Pitbull, live
resin. Oh, it's going down worldwide. Mr. Primo Bob. I don't know any one of his songs.
Did we shout out the Crystal Clear on the vape cartridge as well?
Crystal Clear vape cards. Yum, yum.
Yum,
you guys are delicious, man.
Oh, also, Crystal Clear has disposables. You pick it up, it's a pen. And when you're done with it, you just throw it away.
No, we don't really like that.
Yeah.
We have moral conflicts with that particular process. I'm sorry. But well, I still love it. I still love the idea.
It's something to consider.
Exactly.
You know?
Is it
going to be potentially doing damage to the environment because of it being disposable?
Are you okay,
you know?
Don't flinch, bro. Don't flinch.
I also want to give a really big shout out to Shelly Harmon and her husband at Nana's Tinctures and Topicals. On 333 A East 1st Street in Port Angeles, Washington. They have a CBD exclusive shop. Bunch of different ways that you can get it into your system. Really nice people. Go check them out.
Can I boof it?
Okay, yep. So for for at Clock Van, I'm a Clock Van Wilder, at Jewel Boy Q, at The Doomed One, at High 502 Guys. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.